Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
I've mentioned many times before that my life in photography began, in seriousness anyway, in 1970. But that personal history of mine took a very decided turn in 2002 when I bought my first digital camera. At first, I thought it was just a toy, a passing fad, that it probably wasn't going to stick around because real photography was done in the darkroom with analog materials, at the very least gel and silver, perhaps even more sophisticated platinum palladium or tintype or albumen prints or even gum bichromate. That was real photography. But nonetheless, I was fascinated by what I could do with digital photographs, and in particular that I could process them without having to lock myself up into a small, cramped, dark room with smelly chemicals. I loved the fact that I could sit at my desk and be creative. And at that point in 2002, I had no idea that my photography was going to make a permanent shift towards the digital workflow, and that it would only be a year or two down the road that I would sell all of my film cameras and my darkroom equipment and dedicate myself so fully to digital photography. And, you know, I can't even remember now if I was on the cutting edge of that, because I don't remember when the first digital cameras came out. Maybe I was late to the crowd in 2002. Maybe I was early. I'm not exactly sure I remember. It probably doesn't make any difference, at least not for this topic. But the one thing that I do remember in those early years is how much debate there was about whether or not digital photography was real photography. And I occasionally run across remnants of that discussion, even today here in 2025. There's a school of photography that maintains the idea that digital images are not really fine art photographs. These photographers insist that a photograph has to be physical in order to be accepted as something real, as something that's substantial, as something that's not just vaporware. And I think I understand the motivations for such assertions, but I'm not sure they're true. For example, music isn't physical. It's merely auditory. And the fact that we've written down the score to music doesn't make it more real. It makes it perhaps more preserved for future generations. I'm glad that Beethoven wrote out his music so that we can hear it performed today. But if he hadn't, I don't think that would make his music less real. Music isn't physical, but it is considered art, is it not? Poetry also comes to mind. You can write a poem down, you can publish it in a book, but you don't have to. Poetry can be oral. And I'm sure in the history of poetry, there was a time in which poets didn't write down their words. They just passed them on from generation to generation by long nights in front of the campfire, reciting poems, and they were preserved. So poetry is not physical, but it's also considered art. Why is it so hard to accept the idea that a digital image is art? I'm not asking this as a rhetorical question. I'd really like you to think about this. Why does photography have to be physical in order to be considered a sophisticated art medium? The more I've thought about this, the more I keep coming back to one simple conclusion that seems to be pretty self-evident, but I'm not sure it's a logical self-evident. And that is, the physicality of a photograph is related to our attempts to sell them, or to preserve them, or to have them collected in museums or in private collections. But that has nothing to do with whether or not the content of the photograph is artistic, is a personal expression. It does have to do with the means of distribution. And I think we have to separate the means of distribution from the artwork itself. The artwork is one entity, one thing, that is to say, the content. But that content, isn't it fairly obvious, can be distributed in various means of delivery, including original prints, reproductions in commercially offset printing like books or magazines, or tablets and computer screens and phones. Why does a photograph have to be produced in molecules? Is it simply that photographs have to be produced in molecules in order to be a valid consumable and traded, to have financial value? As far as I know, there isn't anybody who's selling digital images in one form or another. Maybe the closest might be people who are selling PDF books or other e-book distribution media, but I don't know that that's a very significant portion of the marketplace. But that does seem to be a reason why so many photographers are so invested in the print. A lot fewer of us are doing wet analog darkroom photography than we did 40 years ago, but we're still printing. We're just using better technology in inkjet printers and printing directly from the digital image that's in our computer. So the means of production have changed from the years in which there was only analog possibilities. We now have analog and digital possibilities. But behind that exists this assumption that somehow the physicality of a print is incredibly important. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that the physicality of a print is unimportant, because it is important. There are things like the texture of the printing paper that influences how we interpret a photograph. There's whether or not it shows up in a chapbook, a folio, a commercially printed book, a blurb book, a photograph on the wall. All of those influence how we see the image. But all of them require physical means. And here in 2025, I'm starting to lose a certain enthusiasm that would lead me to believe that only physical prints are of value. Or, as far as that goes, physical books or magazines. All of that appears to me to be based on the assumption that only physical photographs are real artwork. And I just find myself wondering more and more about that, because it doesn't seem valid. What really got me thinking about this was the thought I had, maybe 10 or 15 years ago, right after the digital photography thing came into play, at least for me, is I started thinking about the definition of original print. What is an original print? That's a big deal in the world of collectors. For example, an original Edward Weston printed photograph is worth a lot more in the collectible world than one that's printed by Cole Weston, his son. Same image, same visual experience, same materials. But there's a collectible difference between an original Edward Weston and a so-called reproduction print done by Cole Weston. Or take as another example, the Ansel Adams special edition prints, those 10 or 15 images that Ansel Adams set aside for less expensive distribution that are actually printed to museum quality standards with the finest gelatin silver materials and are virtually indistinguishable from an original Ansel Adams print. But the special editions are printed by Alan Ross. They sell for a couple of $100 or so, can't remember the exact price, in Yosemite. And they sell gazillions of them. And they're great. And when you mat them and frame them and hang them on the wall, they look beautiful. They're missing an Ansel Adams signature, so they're not Ansel Adams originals, and they don't have the value in the marketplace for resale that an Ansel Adams original print does. But nonetheless, they're visually the same. The term original print is a big deal in the history of photography. And collectors and buyers all want original prints. The only question is, can you afford an original print? Well, Fast forward now to the digital world. What is an original in the digital world? I first started thinking about this, like I say, maybe 15 years ago when it dawned on me that an original print is an original print in the analog world because it was physically printed by the photographer. They put the negative in the enlarger, they focused it, they exposed the paper, they did the dodging and burning, they did the processing and the matting and finishing the work for distribution. That was what an original print was. But now, in the world of Control P, anybody can make a print that's exactly the same as my print, as long as they have the digital file and a printer, and I'm assuming a similar paper. Control P does not make an original print the same way that an original Win Bullock print came out of his darkroom made by his hands. So what does it mean for there to be an original in the digital world? Well, I thought about this for a long time, and I was finally able to come up with a conclusion that satisfied me based on the logic of creativity. When a master was in the analog darkroom and working with a negative to make an enlargement, they were in control of the dodging and the burning and the selection of the paper grade and contrast and the development and the toning and etc. All of those were creative decisions that the photographer made for their own work. What makes it an original, in other words, is not the production, but where the decisions are made. And in the analog world, the decisions were made in the production. So, going back to the Ansel Adams special editions, Ansel Adams decided where to dodge and burn and how to finesse each print, and then simply taught that lesson to Alan Ross so Alan Ross could make reproductions of Ansel Adams' originals, but not making his own creative decisions about those images by following the directions of the creative decisions that Ansel Adams had made in producing, quote-unquote, the original. The original happens where the photographer makes the aesthetic and creative decisions about how an image is supposed to look. And that's what, to a large degree, all those hours in the darkroom were. Each of us, with our own negatives, trying to figure out how to make the best print with all the various controls of chemistry and optics and etc. that we had at our disposal. Well, how do we translate that idea of where the decision-making and aesthetic commitments are made, how does that translate into the digital world? In my way of thinking, it's very simple. All of those decisions are made on the digital file. In Photoshop, in Lightroom, in whatever digital processing software you use, that's where you make all the aesthetic decisions to lighten or darken or crop or change the contrast or reject the image entirely. Aesthetic decisions happen on the digital file. So with that in mind, is it an inaccurate leap to say that in the digital world, the original is the completed Photoshop file? That is a world of difference than saying, as we do for the analog darkroom, that the original exists in the print, because the print encapsulates all the aesthetic decisions that were made during its production. Whereas in the digital world, Control P does not involve any creative or aesthetic decisions, because all of that has already been encapsulated in the digital file, in the Photoshop file or the TIFF file or whatever format you use. That's where the original exists. Well, if that's the case, doesn't it turn photography on its head to some degree? I know, I'm already deep, deep, deep into photographic blasphemy, but it occurs to me, based on the pure logic, that what we digital photographers ought to be selling is our digital file, because that's the quote-unquote original. That's the most valuable thing in the process, because once you have the digital file, you can control P and make as many physical prints as you want, an infinite number in theory, which can't be said in the analog darkroom. When you go into an analog darkroom, even if you try to make exactly identical prints, it's almost impossible because there's so much that's organic about it, the chemistry, the paper, the coatings, etc. You can get them very, very close, but they're never going to be exactly the same, whereas digital prints are going to be exactly the same. One after another, after another, after another. So the only thing that's unique, like the analog print, is unique. In the digital workflow, the only thing that is unique is the digital file that encapsulates all the aesthetic decisions that the photographer made. I've talked about this idea for years, and it's always met with tremendous resistance. When I say the original is the digital file, and the print is merely a reproduction that encapsulates in visual form those aesthetic decisions a photographer made, people reject that. But I could use the exact same logic with the digital image. The digital image on a tablet or a computer screen or a phone is merely a reproduction of the creative and aesthetic decisions that were encapsulated in the digital file, the finished digital file. Oh, but that's terrible. I mean, when I talk about this, photographers cringe, and I wonder why. And it all boils down to that insistence that a valuable photograph has to be physically produced in molecules, and that's what makes it valuable. And that something as ethereal as an image on a computer screen doesn't have value. Or does it? Doesn't the image on the computer screen have just as much capability of moving people's hearts, bringing them to tears, making them laugh, showing them the world as we artists envision it? Doesn't a digital image do all of that just like a physical print does? Oh, but I know, photographs have to be physical. Well, music doesn't, and poetry doesn't. And stories don't. A novel, you can publish it in a book, that's true, but you can also have it be a non-physical thing as an audiobook or as a story told around the campfire. Change is difficult. We all know that. And whether we want it or not, this change about digital photography versus analog photography, about prints versus images, this is the fundamental issue of our generation in photography. The momentum of what is a valuable photograph still exists today, just like it did 50 years ago, even though the conditions of production have changed so radically. And I haven't even started talking about AI yet and what that's going to do. The thing about photography is we are in a constant evolution, and it's been that way since 1839 when photography was invented. It is constantly evolving. And for the first 130 years, photography evolved from one physical medium to the next until the digital revolution came along. And now even that fundamental baseline of physical prints is slowly being eroded. How many photographers are there who show their work only via the internet, via Instagram, via Facebook? And even if they make prints, I still make prints. But the vast majority of my work is never printed. It's available only on screen as downloadable PDFs, as digital presentations. And just like prints, that method of presentation to me is only a means of distribution. It's not an original artwork because the original, like I say, is encapsulated in my digital files. So in my mind, I sort of crudely define the times of photographic history into phase one, which was a variety of analog means of reproduction until about 2005. and then a completely different means of production and a different definition of original and what's valuable and etc. That's the digital age. And somehow I think the AI age is yet to come, but we're starting to see the hints of it. And I can't even begin to predict how that's going to change what we all consider to be a fine art photograph and what is not. That'll be for future generations to decide. But for me, in my creative thinking, the original is no longer the print. The original is where all of my creative and aesthetic decisions are encoded, and that's in the digital file. And of course, when I take up residence in the ink maintenance tank and I'm no longer able to make my own images, what's going to happen to all of those original digital files? Do they go to the landfill? Do they go to my heirs? Will people ever be interested in collecting those digital files? So many questions, so few answers. It can be a curse, as they say, to live in such exciting times.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.